Hello, Brunswick. Josh Long. Excited to hear your group. Louder in the beginning and have a little bit more of a tease, you know, just really, really strong fortissimo, and then drag it down an eight. Watch the dotted 8/16ths tend to get closer to a jazz rhythm. You know, so just a little bit shorter. Down and have it up and have them crash out into the audience. So nice and big. So it's definitely this section could be a little bit louder than the other section, you know, first time through. A little bit louder, just to give it kind of the contract. So I think that 16th notes there at the end. Should be just a little bit later and a little bit more forward. And again, I'm looking more dynamics that the fortissimo could come out just a little bit more. To come out the accents in there, intonation wise, pretty impressive. A lot of great things are kind of occurring. I think just spending some time with the articulation and making sure that they're, you know, exactly where they should be, so that you know, they're all coming in together, I think will just, you know, really push this piece over the edge. Very fun. Let the students have fun with it. Excited to hear your next selection. Great solo. I think a measure four. I haven't done an air attack. You know, what I mean by that is no tongue, so they can kind of come in together. Watch that D there, trumpets of measure 9, make sure it's in tune all the way to the end. It's kind of call and response here, random 15 to 16. So my suggestion would be to just play out that and just have the students hear what's going on first and then what's coming off second, so that they can kind of match what's happening in there. just as if they're having a conversation between different groups. So they can communicate with each other a little bit more refinedly. Some of the high notes of kind of getting out of tune, just trying to center there, kind of getting really, really low kind of when we get there. So this is much cantabile, having the students just singing out. I don't know if you've had them try to sing it. I know that's not always the most exciting and fun thing to do with students, but thinking that more, you know, giving that expression in there without the instrument first, and then obviously doing it and performing it on the instrument that way is always a good suggestion. I think a lot of the expressions would be a little bit different and make a little bit more sense when they understand, you know, what they're trying to communicate and convey. So I definitely sit on those last couple tones here, 44, just nice and gorgeous, warm sound. And then when the trumpets come in, they should try to match that tone as they're playing, especially the flutes right there at the end of 49, you know, just match that expressionistic tone together. That's just a suggestion with this piece. I don't know if you have spend some time discussing what the style of it is, asking students what it means to them, what they think, you know, when they're hearing the piece, what Appalachian mourning is, you know, how they feel in their mourning, you know, taking that life experiences and putting into the pieces, you know, and how they can communicate that through the music, I think is something, you know, to think about. As far as a pass and forth, I call it this, like a passing the torch between different groups. Once you get the tone that you're looking for, you know, and sustaining some of these notes, then you can sustain it and then have students come in and out in different parts. So, but a lot of great things in this piece that they were doing. You know, I think these are just kind of little tidbit things that, you know, can really focus the energy in this and trying to keep the music moving forward. And again, I'm thinking about the conversations that they're having back and forth. So, off to Fate of the Gods. So I could definitely hear more bass drum in the beginning, especially on measure two. Measure four could come out a little bit more. Parts. I like the tone color you're setting up here. Kind of the warm sound, the swells. Nice attention to that. Just make sure that students are playing into that sound, not around that sound, into it. Much better entrance there, especially with the trumpets. So I think first clarinet's gonna come out a little bit more, as well as the second clarinet. Bom bi da di, knowing that that line is together, so it's bom bi da di, ba di da di. Call the beat one and two and so on and so forth. So definitely given this dance feel, it's a beat up a beat. So right here I would tell students to kind of dance along, dance with it, you know. Move the notes forward, not all downbeats. They'll have heavy flat feet up on your toes. Dee da, ba ba, bee da, bee da, bee da. Kind of forward. It's a little clarity there in the trombones. Tuba, da, 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 da. Da da dee da dee da, and then making sure the baritone tuba kind of have that same rhythm going on. Also bass clarinet bassoon, ba ba bee ba. Make sure they know what part of those eight notes they are. Ooh, crescendo could have been much bigger. I think the ride cymbal part could be a little bit more pronounced. Sha cha cha. A little bit more tighter. Bell kind of came out really nice, so good job there. Pay attention to those kind of last soft little sections. Something I always tell students is try to think about the eighth notes coming out. When you have a moving part, bring it out. For the most part, students are doing that. I just think it could be a little bit more audible. Very cantabile they lie here in the saxophone. Very cantabile. Here we go. Make sure to keep this tonality to the end. Make sure it doesn't go out of tune. So a little tighter. G ba ba dee. A little bit throwing the notes forward. G ba ba dee. Like you're rushing it. Not necessarily though, but always feel like you're just pushing forward. Dia 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 dia. Kind of help there. Real rhythmical here. Ba da da dee da. I think you try to get away from like more of the less like Morse code. Think about more more body of the note. Sha ba 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 be ba ba ba. Very much sounds to me like, you know, Holst Mars. You know, so yeah, I think it has that quality, but I think it's just more of a little body thinking of kind of like, you know, a plucking of an instrument or a plucking of a string instrument. Da 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 da. This section could be more cantabile. 134. Especially 1742. Give you a more forced down, a big crescendo. And that last note. Make sure it's not really flat. Not that it kind of came out that way, it's just a little shorter than personally I would like. It's not that it has to be longer, but just a little ba, ba. You know, just a nice body kind of note. So it's just a, you know, a kind of a hit, right? Especially with the forzando, you know, kind of bringing in, really bringing that energy level really, really up. But a lot of great things in this piece. Seems like the students really like it and really want to sell it. Seems very interesting to them. I think you're doing a lot of wonderful things with it. I think you froze a little bit on articulations, having sections kind of work a little bit together. I know it's difficult in both schoolroom, get it, but just, kind of isolate the different things and then put them together, so that the students know what's going on around them. I'm a strong believer of a cross-ensemble listening and playing, and what I mean by that is just having them listen to each of parts as it's being performed. So, flutes listen to the trumpets, and the trumpets listen to the tubas. And you should be listening to all the parts, so you can know where you can put your notes. It was a pleasure. It's so great to see so many inspiring eyes up there. I hope my comments were useful for you. It's great. You have a lot of great music-making qualities going on here. Students seem to really enjoy what they're doing with you, so kudos to that, and I thank you so much.